As you select evidence to support your argument, be sure to document the sources of that evidence. Anything that is not your original idea should be attributed to the appropriate source using parenthetical references, footnotes, or endnotes. Most often, you will either paraphrase the source text or reframe it entirely, especially if you are using the evidence to support your own original argument. In either case, your words will be your own, but you will still need to cite the source. Use a direct quotation when you want to prove that a particular author believes or claims something. When the quotation illustrates a point in a particularly interesting or eloquent way, or when the quotation defines an important term. Quotations are not proof in and of themselves, however, that your argument is correct. The fact that someone else says something does not provide evidence of anything beyond the fact that this other author believes what he or she said to be true. This point is especially true in theoretical, philosophical, and other humanistic texts, where what matters is the argument that backs up the quotation, not the quotation itself. In social science, the fact that an author makes a claim is sometimes granted independent validity, since the fact of the peer-reviewed publication is treated as evidence that the findings are valid. But again, you will more often find that a paraphrase and citation are more useful than a direct quotation. Quotations should not be overused, but they can illustrate how other authors think about the issue at hand. Choose only the parts of a quote that are relevant to your argument and written more clearly, eloquently, or forcefully than you could do yourself.